Okay, good morning. Thank you all for being here. My name is Judson LeCompte. This research is a portion of my dissertation work, and just recently graduated and moved to Jayberry Nursery east of Dallas. So the topic of the day is going to be tea as an alternative crop for Mississippi. Yan went over this. We do have about 18 and apparently 20 now states that are there's somebody attempting to produce tea within that state. For us, we have two tea farms in Mississippi. Dr. Chin pointed both of those out, the Great Mississippi Tea Company, and then J&D Blueberry Farms, which sells Pearl River tea. So the first experiment that we're going to talk about today is the effect of colored shade cloth on growth of newly planted tea in Mississippi. Naturally, tea grows in the understory of forests in Asia, and in some regions, tea plants require some protection from the sun. And traditionally, this has most often been accomplished with shade trees that are planted at the same time as the tea field is planted. However, these shade trees can often compete for resources, and generally, they're quite young when they're planted, so they don't offer a lot of protection. Also internationally, Japan will cover their tea plantations with up to 80% shade for 2 to 3 weeks. And this is really just to alter the characteristics of the leaf, not really to increase growth or survival rate. And it's traditionally been done with bamboo structures that were built over the tea. Now they've transitioned into modern shade cloth. So shade cloth has been widely used in the ornamental horticulture industry. Shade cloth alters air temperature, plant surface temperature, incoming solar radiation, relative humidity, and airflow. And it can also alter plant growth, resulting in generally larger leaves and a taller plant due to elongated internodes. Color shade cloth or photoselective netting actually alters the spectra of the radiation that reaches the plant. And the use of colored shade has been studied in a variety of horticultural crops, including fruit. And while there has been studies on the effects of shade on tea leaf quality, no one has really done much work with survival and growth rate of newly planted tea. So the objective of this research was to determine the effects of three different colored shade cloths on the survival rate and growth of newly planted tea. 1-year-old plants were planted into a drip irrigated field, experiment station right at Mississippi State University on main campus. And the plants were planted in a double row hedge, 6 feet apart between rows, and then 3 feet within the row between plants. Plants were pruned to uniform height and fertilized based on soil test results. Plants were treated with either 50% black, 50% red, or 50% blue shade cloth, or a no-shade control. And treatment plots were arranged in a randomized complete block design with 3 blocks and 10 subsamples in year 1 and 8 subsamples in year 2 per plot. Data collected throughout the experiment that we're going to present today are plant growth indices and SPAD. And at treatment termination, we collected survival rate and new shoot fresh and dry weight. And this, the new shoot fresh and dry weight is really just a way for us to account the amount of growth from the original pruning. Growth and SPAD data were analyzed using linear mixed models. Binary data were subjected to generalized linear mixed models with the binary distribution and simulated adjustment with Glimmick's procedure and Fisher's exact test for more than 2 treatments. P-values were adjusted using Roy and Tukey-Kramer method. And year 1 initiation was on the 4th of May 2016 with termination on the 30th of August 2016. And year 2 was the 19th of May for treatment initiation and the 11th of December 2017 for termination. So for some results, I was fortunate in 2016 to be able to go to China for a month and unfortunate that an irrigation riser went out in this field. So for 2016, for about 3 weeks, the newly planted tea, a month after being planted, didn't have irrigation. So in our no-shaded plots, we had about 47% survival rate. However, in 2017, there was no difference, 100% survival rate at all shade and non-shaded treatments. For plant growth index, this is four different dates, but if you look on the right, that's the most recent, the last collection date at termination. Our shaded treatments actually had, our plants had greater PGI than those that did not receive shade. However, in 2017, when irrigation was regular, the last collection date, we did not see a difference in PGI among plants at any treatment. Similar results for SPAD in 2016 and SPAD in 2017. All plants were comparable regardless of treatment. And these are the weights, so fresh weight on the left and dry weight on the right. Our plants that received black shade actually had higher weights, fresh and dry, than those that received no shade in 2016. But in 2017, when irrigation was again regular, there was no difference among plants at any treatment. Newly planted tea is susceptible to climate stresses, and shade cloth has the potential to reduce these environmental stresses. The incorporation of shade cloth, regardless of color, resulted in plants having higher PGI compared to plants grown without shade in year one. Plants grown under black shade had greater fresh and dry weight than plants grown without shade. However, this was not the case for year two, as plant growth indices, new growth fresh weight, and new growth dry weight were similar among treatments. And this study found that shade may reduce plant stress when irrigation is variable. In year two, when the plants were regularly irrigated, there was no benefit to plant survival or growth by incorporating shade. So we're fortunate that this research is continuing at Mississippi State, but we want to really look and see that color shade can be studied to determine if there is an effect on leaf quality, pest and disease incidence, as well as yield. Longer-term shade studies of unirrigated tea fields may show that tea can be grown in Mississippi without supplemental irrigation. Shade cloth may be a tool for producers in Mississippi when irrigation is limited. However, for tea producers that have the ability to irrigate, the added expense of shade may not be justified. So for a second experiment, we really wanted to be able to show our tea farmers this is the appropriate time to plant your field. It's a large initial investment that will take 3 to 5 years for them to be able to recuperate. And we don't really know when that time is. Internationally, tea planting occurs based on stage of growth of the plant and weather conditions. You really want to plant it when it's going to have the best chance of success. And internationally, plants are normally planted during dormancy and when humidity and soil moisture are increased. In Darjeeling, this happens right before the annual monsoon. In tropical areas like Sri Lanka and Indonesia, the weather is more consistent. They have heavy rainfall throughout the year, and so they can plant any time during the year. And while Japan receives a lot of precipitation in the winter, it's generally too cold to plant in winter months, and planting occurs in late March to early April. And in Mississippi, we've suggested that, or it's been suggested that we should plant it similarly to blueberries. However, blueberries are semi-deciduous and may not have winter damage that we could see in tea. And internationally, informal trial and error has resulted in determining planting dates, and that's just been passed down from generation to generation. There's very little published information. So the objective of this research was to evaluate the effect of planting date on growth and survival rate of tea. Similar planting scheme as the last study, and we selected planting dates that were in the middle of either December, January, February, or March. That was the goal. In the first run, we were able to meet that. Second run, based on weather, we had to stretch our dates a little bit. So we're just going to call them planting date 1, 2, 3, and 4. Experiment was conducted in a completely randomized block design with 4 replications per treatment and 16 subsamples. Plant growth indices, survival rate, and SPAD were collected once we had planted all the treatment dates and experiment termination. Growth and SPAD data were analyzed using linear mixed models, and binary data were subjected to generalized linear mixed models with a binary distribution and logic link within the GLIMIX procedure. So for some results, this is run one. For survival rate, at all of our dates, we had comparable survival rate. It's PGI. The left bar, the darker color bar, is going to be the first collection date once everything was planted. And pretty similar, they were a little bit of difference there. But by the end of this season, we saw the planting date 1, 3, and 4 had comparable PGIs and had greater PGIs than planting date 2. This is SPAD for run 1. By the end of the season, like we saw in the other study, there was no difference among SPAD plants at any treatment level. For survival rate for run 2, planting date 2 and 3 had greater survival rate than planting date 4. However, planting date 1, 2, and 3 were comparable. For PGI, we did see a little bit more variability in run 2. Planting date 1 and planting date 3 had comparable PGI and were greater than planting date 4. For SPAD, again, by the end of the season, there was no difference among plants at any treatment level. So an effort was made to plant in the middle of December, January, and February, and March. Future studies should expand the number of planting dates evaluated. Multiple evaluation sites would also strengthen the results of future studies. In all of our planting dates, except for planting date 4 and run 2, survival rate was over 70%, suggesting that producers can plant in late fall and winter in Mississippi. So this is just a portion of my dissertation work. We've done a lot of crazy things. Mulch studies, pre-emergent herbicide trial, geese as an organic weed control. That could be a whole dissertation. Cultivar evaluation, propagation studies, and salt tolerance evaluation. So while only in its infancy, the U.S. tea industry has the potential to reduce the amount of tea imported into the U.S., and for American tea producers to be profitable and successful, they must be innovative, and we're fortunate to work with a lot of the innovative people at these tea farms. And they need to have access to evidence-based research. So I'd like to take any questions. Dr. John?
I have two questions. One is unshaked pigment. Mm-hmm. Do you notice any morphological difference?
Yes. Certainly during the summer, they'll get a little, they've got tighter internodes, they'll have a little bit of tip burn sometimes on the leaf, but generally they grow out of it. That next flush after they've been planted, they still seem to be a little tougher.
Okay, second one, we will try the two rounds of planting date.
Mm-hmm.
What is the temperature, the
latest? Yeah, it's our conditions, and that second date, the temperatures were milder than the first run as well. That winter was not as bad as the one before. And I do have that data, I just didn't present it. Dr. Reuter?
I think I missed it. Were these seedlings? Or?
No, these are vegetatively propagated.
Okay.
Yep. So, which certainly seedlings, tea has a long taproot, so they would be more drought tolerant. So for farmers who don't have irrigation or access, that might be a better alternative. If it's irrigated field, probably about 3 years. We have farmers that pick off of younger, but you really kind of want to make sure you're training the plant to be wide, and but 3 to 5 years.
Do you think any of your treatments are going to have an effect?
I think so. Certainly with the shaded plants, they seem by the end of it to have a little bit more vigor, even though they weren't always larger. So I definitely think longer term, with the shade study, really would have shown us more differences. And with planting date, I mean, ultimately we can give a range, but we're at the mercy of the weather. So, yes, sir?
You mentioned shade as a potential for pest management. What type of pests are you dealing with?
Dr. Ching can speak more of this. This is more her forte, but I think we've seen some thrip damage, some scale, aphids.
Leafhopper, chili thrips, tea scale, loopers, a whole bunch.
Okay. Yep. Yes, sir?
Just your opinion about commercial viability as a
Well, I mean, I think if we could get 1% of what's imported into the U.S., I think that would be a big win. We import a lot of tea. And so I think it offers a lot of our growers who are in rural areas to have agritourism and other outlets on their farm to diversify their cropping systems.
Okay.